He, usually, does not realize he does so, but if his mind is powerful and he thinks earnestly and powerfully of certain characters and builds them up strongly, they come alive, as thought forms if you like, on the astral plane. Many of those characters remain until their creator comes to meet them. Then the created form has to be absorbed again into its creator. If the character is not a very nice one, it has to be absorbed into the heart of its creator, by love. This is the law of life. What is created has to be reabsorbed into the creator. Perhaps you will see now the importance of your everyday life, every one of your thoughts, your actions, your speech. Because all these things are built into form on the higher ether or the etheric plane, you are your own creator. You create the conditions in your home. However difficult your life may be, you will have the power to create beauty in your home, even if it is only in your own room. The forces of good and evil, from the article There Shall Be Light. In Stella Polaris volume 46-5 come the following three items: the beginning of the brother, sisterhood of all lovers in you, my brother, my sister. Do not look outside but inside and see for yourself. Look into the mirror of the self. Each soul has to learn to do this, as it can only see itself by looking at its own reflection. Doing so brings compassion, humility and a prayer for purification that takes the soul closer to God. It awakens the desire for loving instead of hurting, criticizing and resenting. Do not think to yourself, "This is all too much for me." Simply keep on trying day by day, that is all. Look into the mirror honestly and quietly say, "I am God's child and I am seeking to obey the law of God, which is love." Do not attack evil, dissolve it. The whole of creation contains two aspects: the negative side of life and its positive counterpart, that which is good. Being all love, this part absorbs what is called evil into itself and creates good from it. Both the forces of good and evil proceed from the life of God. Many people cannot accept the truth that they are within the power of God. However, God is omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, and humankind lives in the heart of God. Yet, God has two aspects, and when these are understood and rightly viewed, it becomes possible to recognize the wise higher purpose of what is called evil. It is the unevolved and undeveloped aspects of life. It is also the consuming and destructive force, the fire that tries humankind's metal, and absorbs and removes that which has become unwanted. Many people think that by attacking evil, they can help the world rid itself from it. But, we would say that the illumined soul refrains from attack and, by radiating love and light, beauty and truth, dissolves it. Good or white magic is performed with the knowledge and assistance of the angels of light. It is a ritual carried out by a good person who works from the heart center. Because they love, they do not try to impose their own will upon others. They seek nothing for themselves, but work unselfishly for the good of the many. In the new age, many groups who work with the white light will spring up, all over the earth. To work in such a group requires the spirit of selfless service and dedication, and allies the server with the forces of light. If, however, people want to work entirely for themselves, to draw everything to themselves and to impose their will upon others, then they form an alliance with the negative forces. The true brother and sister has no thought of themselves. Their one desire is to give love and light, to bless and raise all God's children to a higher state of consciousness. They give without reservations, from the depths of their being. This selfless giving distinguishes the white from the dark magic. One in Thought, Stella Polaris, February, March 2011. One in Thought, from an inner teaching by White Eagle: thought creates good, thought can heal, and thought can inflict pain and disease, it can disrupt and destroy. Science is only on the outermost fringe of comprehension of the power of thought. Thought can do anything in this world. It forms the root of all suffering and of wars. Thought can also be the foundation of beauty and harmony and siblinghood and bring all that you long for. Thought is creative, and we work as far as possible on the creative power of thought. We, The White Eagle group of guides try to avoid all destructive thought. We make it a rule in giving advice and help always to construct, to see nothing but good. We may be called foolish optimists, but we know that by seeing only good, creating good in our positive thought, we will help to bring about the thing which is desirable and good. We do not see or think in terms of pessimism, destruction or death. All is life, all is unfolding, all is ever progressing, all is good, all is God. The majority of people, when dwelling on earth, become so immersed with trivialities that they fail to realize the power in which they live and which has been created for their assistance and development. Especially does this apply to the power of thought. When we draw near to the earth, we see much confusion of thought forces. We see our brethren on earth suffering physical pain, discomfort, and weariness of the body, and we desire to give them healing balm. But this is difficult. There is a way which is open to us. But if people only understood a little more of the power of thought, they could themselves find perfect health, and healing rays could be poured through them to alleviate the sufferings of many. The habit of our thought has to be trained, directed into healthier channels. Earth people imagine their thoughts to be their own. Never, never did they make a greater mistake, for thought goes forth and affects the whole. No one can be good and think good without assisting the growth of good throughout the human family. So also with the reverse, with thoughts unkind, negative and unloving. A great responsibility. Radiate love thoughts, however much you are tempted by the germs of unkindness to radiate criticism. Thoughts create a definite thought wave in the ether. The thought, if about another, travels directly to that individual, and will take form, hovering in their vicinity, and waiting until they are off guard. If the receiver has a mind filled with useful and helpful thought, it is unlikely that the intruding thought will penetrate until the mind is less occupied, when it jumps in. If the recipient knows enough, he or she will immediately turn a negative thought out, or transmute it into a good and positive one. If the thought be good, then the person receiving it will be stimulated. You are all continually receiving the thoughts of others, particularly on the astral and mental planes, where the thought forces work. If you suffer physically, think not at all of your suffering. If you are in pain, the thought comes, I suffer, I do feel bad. All the negative powers around then increase that thought of pain. For this reason, there is much truth in the wise practice of Christian Science. This does not say that the wise methods are always followed, but that the science is true and real. The thought of good, of God, enveloping an individual, enfolds him or her in the light of Christ. If you are able to put science into practice wisely and truly, you will reap wonderful blessings, not only for yourself, for you cannot think only unto yourself, but for others as well. The teachings, the knowledge, the wisdom and the power of the white magic is the same yesterday, today and always. For in the words of wisdom, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, whilst the world is. We tell you, until you are weary, maybe, of hearing our words, that the secret of this white magical power lies within the control and the use of thought. The masters of magic have complete mastery over the power of thought. Own incarnation. The difficulty we all find in training our thought, in controlling our mental body, or bodies. Often only after death does the soul begin to understand, vaguely, that it lives in a world of thought. The masters teach us that if we would tread the path of the mysteries, we must train ourselves to think accurately, to take care of our surroundings, to create harmony, to be precise and particular in our thought. This is the foundation upon which your spiritual life is built. The power of magic is the power the individual can wield in thought. In a small degree, we are learning to use the white magic thus. The development of so-called psychic gifts may be only preliminary to the opening of spiritual gifts, or the power of the Christ innate in each soul. This power will in time hold dominion, and draw all people together in one grand universal siblinghood. When this siblinghood peoples the earth, the vibrations and the physical conditions of the earth will change, and become finer and more etherealized. You yourselves have the power to contribute to this and to work henceforth for the furtherance of all humankind. Most men and women live as in a little prison. They immerse themselves with the task of earning their daily bread, food and clothing, housing and protecting the body. Ignorance and fear keep them imprisoned. But ever more opportunities are to be given to humankind to awaken from their deep sleep in materialism. There is a great pressure or outpouring upon humankind in this age, the new age, that comes through the mental vibrations, through the power of thought stimulating the higher centers of your consciousness, the higher mind. The angelic hosts draw very close to humankind, pouring upon it rays of truth and light. You will notice from now on, in every direction, revival and stimulation of the spiritual faculties in people. No longer will materialism hold sway. Evidence of spiritual forces will be seen in literature, music and science. Train yourselves then to seek to be power stations to receive and transmit the light of the Christ within. In the heaven world there is no separation, and while all retain their individuality, they relate to one another as drops in the ocean. All moves forward as one grand universal siblinghood. This siblinghood is one of the secrets of the white magic. The simplest teaching, and yet the gravest and the most profound, came from the Grand Master of the Lodge of the White Brotherhood, the Universal Christ, who to this day speaks to us through the legend of the life of Jesus, the Christed One, in this day and age, when he said, "Love one another. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and soul and mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." It is impossible to live in splendid isolation. With or against your will, you are affecting the lives of millions by your attitude of thought. From Stella Polaris, February, March 2011. Spontaneity. It is one thing to learn about scientific facts, as you call them, or even to learn about or to read spiritual or occult truth. But until you have built into your soul body the light atoms, the constructive God atoms, and through it have found a deep inner understanding of these things, you cannot serve life as you would like to. It is one thing to know with your mind, and it is another thing to know and grasp the matter that comes to your attention with your inner self. To know in this fashion means result in spontaneous good thoughts and actions. It means spontaneously giving forth of the light that is love. It is creative and raises the very atoms, the very vibrations of your world. Remember, dear ones, the development of the mental body depends upon your habitual thought. We mean by this the building or development of the higher mental vehicle through which the Christ within can and will operate, so as to create a world so far removed from and above this earth that it will not be of the same substance. Words in square brackets have been added by me in the hope of further clarifying White Eagle's wisdom. The White Eagle Mission, from White Eagle Illumination, first published 1937. Our particular mission here is to endeavor to teach the inner mysteries of Christ's mission. This is the work of the White Brotherhood, of which the Master Jesus is a brother. We make no pretense and no claims that our opinion is the only right one. Be quite clear on this point, we bring only such knowledge as has been revealed to us, and there may be those present who have received a greater revelation. Exchange your knowledge with ours, and we ours with yours, for we meet as siblings. We do not come to lecture or sermonize, but only that we may grow together into the light. From White Eagle, Stella Polaris, February, March 2008. Fire, water, earth and air, I cannot say all you want. You must not expect White Eagle to tell you everything, because as you evolve you will see for yourself. We, your guides in the world of spirit, must not deny you the joy of discovering new knowledge and of finding some gem, some wonderful new beauty in art, music, literature, philosophy. My writings are coming to you in the same spirit of inquiry and of seeking new interpretations of some very old themes. By adding ever more fresh insights into the understanding that is already there, I hope to do my share of bringing a measure of healing and peace into our troubled world. The Law of Karma, from the Gentle Brother, Stella Polaris, August, Sept 2011, every action brings its due reward, brings its due result. An action is like a seed sown in the earth, in the physical life, and the harvest of that action has to be reaped. The world as a whole is only too conscious today of the karmic debt which is being paid as a result of wrong action, of cruel action, of the result of hate of one person to another, of one country to another. You cannot sow tares and reap wheat. This is what all the great ones who came to this earth from the circle of the star came to teach. These great beings still remain with this planet, watching over it until every living soul is safe again with the Father. This is a very sacred and serious truth. In this truth we see the foundation of the example of true brotherhood, because these illumined souls so love people that they will not leave this dark earth until every soul has been raised up, until every soul realizes its son-daughtership with God. From this star circle the rays of light pour down upon the earth. There is no hurry. They continue their watchfulness as the sun rises in the east and sinks in the west, day by day, as the seasons come and go, and as the years pass the faithful watchers of that great circle continue their service to humanity. There is nothing too beautiful to believe. Believe in everything that is beautiful, because it is true. God is beauty. God is love. God is truth. Remember that there are many facets in a jewel, and while at times one person may travel along the blue ray, another along the yellow ray and another along the green ray, and so on, all are traveling and all will meet at the apex of the pyramid, where shines the true light of God. The word tares is an old Middle English word of unknown origin. It is a biblical term used in St. Matthew 13:24-30 for a harmful weed that resembles corn when young. The very best of White Eagle, a selection of the stargazers' favorite teachings of the White Eagle group of guides, White Eagle in Flight, Rays of Wisdom, Healers and Healing, Appendix White Eagle Teachings, a collection. This part of the jottings contains some of White Eagle's most beautiful teachings which, upon first encountering them, echoed the insights that were coming to me in my writings. They are appearing here with the kind permission of the White Eagle Lodge, which was founded the 22nd of February 1936 in London. Unbeknown to me, it celebrated the 70th anniversary of its existence in 1976, the year Rays of Wisdom came into being. By now, White Eagle has become a world movement with many followers in a number of countries. This appendix is dedicated to the memory of the lodge's founders, Grace and Ivan Cook. Grace was the spiritual medium through which the White Eagle group of guides gave their teachings. White Eagle called her Minister. More about this in the section Books, Further Studying. The symbol of the White Eagle is used for the spokesperson of one of the groups in the world of spirit in charge of humankind. It stands for the Great White Spirit who lifts us and our world on its mighty wings directly into the heart of the sun, the spiritual sun beyond the sun in the sky above us. Over the ages its wisdom has flown from the highest levels of life into the consciousness of humankind in the darkness and confinement of its earthly existence. This has happened all along through all manner of sources, including White Eagle for the present age. The Great Eagle has always helped humankind to gain access to God's wisdom and light of understanding, to find it is every soul's birthright. He is still with us now and he will accompany us forever. The soul of our world, from White Eagle's developing the feeling nature in the Lightbringer comes the following wisdom: the individual cannot find God by intellect alone. People are trying so to do at the present time, however. Many are seeking to intellectualize God, but no one, we repeat, can find God through the intellect alone. Everyone has to go through a development of their soul, learning to feel their feelings and their love first. You can only lastingly find God through life, through your feelings, through your soul, so that the soul becomes like a bridge between heaven and earth, bringing humanity back again to God. The soul is the bridge. It enables the child of earth to contact God again. We are trying to convey the nature of this divine trinity of Father, Mother and Son, the perfect and holy trinity of life. We are endeavoring to show the necessity for that sacred marriage or union between spirit and soul, that needs to take place within every human being. It is the woman aspect, the divine mother aspect, which is the tenderness, the love and the gentleness in life, the tenderness without which spiritual death must ensue. Do you see the importance of woman's place in the scheme of things? First, let us say that women, those who are in the highly privileged position on earth of being in a woman's body with womanly qualities, have great responsibilities. They do not all recognize such responsibilities, for they allow their lower or weaker self to take possession of them instead of realizing their noble and divine attribute, the attribute of the Divine Mother. The work of the woman in you, the feminine, caring and nurturing side, which both genders contain, dash whether you are physically a mother or not in this world, is to give love and motherhood, to nurture and care for, in other words, to mother all life, to express motherhood with tender love and sympathy, and with wisdom which is as important as the love. Finding the woman within you, you must endeavor to develop the qualities of the Divine Mother. Can you see that the Divine Mother is herself the soul of humanity? It is the soul, and the soul is the intermediary between the individual self and the first principle or will of God. When you arise and manifest, from within yourself, the dignity of the divine principle that is behind womanhood, wars will cease because the soul, or the woman, desires neither strife nor war. The soul is peace-loving, the soul yearns for beauty, harmony and perfection, the soul, being intuitive, can look into the future desiring to protect the race, not to destroy it. We speak most earnestly to all women, urging them to develop the qualities of the noble, the Holy Mary, the mother aspect. Words in square brackets have been added by me in the hope of further clarifying White Eagle's wisdom. A vision to hold at this time, from White Eagle Stella Polaris August, September 2005, we, your guides from the world of spirit, can see a glorious future for humankind, when injustices have been righted and humankind has learned the way of wisdom. We see the natural and beautiful coming together of all nations, being united in one vast brotherhood, a time coming when humanity will understand its responsibility towards all the kingdoms of life. There will come about an expansion of consciousness and humankind will look up beyond the astral planes to that celestial world, where dwell Christ and his angels and all the shining company of heavens. We see on earth the gradual withdrawal of those who now hold other nations in subjection. We see an end to persecution and conflict. We see all occupying their rightful place in the country which has been created for them by their own group spirit, for every country has a racial spirit and, in the process of evolution, all humankind gradually merges into one grand country of the world. We see each country enjoying its own culture and each country respecting its neighbors. We see a growing comradeship between nations. This new world is shining beyond the veil. Do not doubt, do not fear. Live continually in the company of the Shining Ones, your guides, your companions of the Spirit. Do not be misled by common sense and reason. They too have been given to you for good purpose and wise reason, they have their place and give you balance, but do not be blindfolded by them. Look beyond to the true life of God. God bless you with this vision, this truth. From Stella Polaris February, March 2008 Transmutation, when humankind fully recognizes its birthright, you will no longer know war and be subject to disease and poverty, and you will overcome death. The Christ within you will have mastery over all the atoms of your physical body. The powers of the spirit will be so developed that a person will be able to read at a glance the thought of his or her companions. But no one will be entrusted with the gift who cannot treat it with reverence. Hence you will understand the great need for spiritual growth before the finer gifts of the Spirit can be granted. With the increasing growth of selfless love, you will find the vision, the perception of Spirit, the power to heal, all the gifts which were demonstrated by the miracles of the Master Jesus, which the Universal Christ worked through him, as indeed in the fullness of time he will also do through each one of us. This is what is in store for humankind, the final and complete overthrow of death. There is no death, there will be no death. We hear you ask, Do you mean no death of the physical body? That is against nature. We mean no death, as you know it today, but a transmutation of the atoms of the cells of the physical vehicle into the higher vibrations, so that there will be no decay. Six-pointed star, the power of thought, from the White Eagle calendar September 2011, thought is exceedingly powerful. All life is the result of thought, and as you think, so you become. As you think, so you create your life and your surroundings. This is the secret of your happiness. Think peace. From A Time to Remember, Stella Polaris, October, November 2008, the power of thought is the creative force of all life. As you think, so you become and create the conditions that surround you. You can learn to use your good thought. Within you all is this divine creative principle. It has the power to create vibration amongst and control every atom of matter. We tell you this to help you recognize the divine urge within you that wants to know and become aware of a life that is free, holy, happy, healthy and joyous. This is a life in which you can render service to the world and see quite clearly the land of light. If you would like to have a better world, create it for yourselves now, at this very instant in your mind. Hold this thought continually in your mind. If you refuse to allow any other ideas to banish it from your consciousness, you raise all your vibrations and your aspirations. Always put into operation the forces of construction. You can release yourself from the imprisonment and darkness of the earth by thought. Believe that good will come and that the best is coming, and it will. Try not to let your thoughts be dragged down to an earthly level or become imprisoned on the material level and the physical life. Try not to despair about the state of your world or dwell on the negative side of any situation. Do not be dismayed by the darkness that you witness in humankind. Cultivate compassion for life instead. Remember that every negative thought goes out into the universe and adds to the sum of the ones that already exist in the whole of life. Remember that the same is true for good thoughts. If you train yourselves to think in good and positive ways, to see good behind all things and situations and firmly believe that this good is there, you are serving all of creation and raising its consciousness. Even the smallest contribution to the whole is of the greatest importance. From White Eagle, The Power Within, Chapter Seeking Serenity, thought is a living thing and it can be increased in effectiveness by the power of prayer, and faith, and hard work. Your best work, both for your own happiness and health and for your service to humankind, will be done if you will close all the doors of your lodge, by which we mean the holy space you create within and around you. Do not allow the negative thoughts and destructive vibrations of the outer world to penetrate it. You may think this is selfish and self-centered, but it is not so. It is the reverse, for it means that you are becoming strong within. You are learning to become a master, master of your own body, master of your own lodge. It also means that we can give far greater healing and light and strength to the suffering people in the world, to help them overcome their difficulties. Instead of your being sucked down into chaos and darkness, you are becoming strong to help. From White Eagle, The Lightbringer, Inner Development and Outward Change, we cannot too strongly emphasize the power of thought. You think that thought is something private, that no one can read human thoughts, but truly there is no covering to thought. It is heard, it is seen, and moreover it often has a dynamic power, as you have yet to learn. Your thoughts are either helping the world to enlightenment, or are holding back the progress of humanity. Thought can create good health and thought can also heal, but thought can introduce pain and disease, and can disrupt and destroy the bodily, mental and human soul life.